Egypt buried on Tuesday the bodies of 16 soldiers slain near the Egyptian border in the Sinai Peninsula close to Gaza and Israel. Thousands of mourners performed burial prayers. The coffins draped in the Egyptian flag were taken to a military memorial where the official military funeral commenced, led by Hussein Tantawi. However, President Mohamed Morsi was absent from the funeral due to security measures.
I offer my condolences to the Egyptians for the loss, and to the army and to the whole Islamic Ummah, because what happened is a cruel betrayal to all of us.
The news of Sunday's bloody attack had caught all by surprise except Israel, which had days earlier warned its citizens to immediately leave the Sinai Peninsula due to imminent threats of attacks on the border.
Indeed, Israel had earlier warned its citizens to evacuate the area. They knew what was going to happen. We must blame the armed forces for this massacre, and the Egyptian intelligence has to accept the responsibility.
The Egyptian military later issued a statement specifying that 35 assailants had taken part in the attack on the Egyptian border unit without specifying who they were or if they were part of a larger organization. After the attack, President Morsi had announced the closing down of the Rafah crossing temporarily, while Hamas said it will be shutting down tunnels from its side and reviewing the names of all who went to Egypt through the tunnels in the past several weeks.
Israel is the only party benefiting from these events. They want to lead a counter-revolution and defend the Muslim Brotherhood and President Morsi.
Deadly attack. A security campaign was initiated to track down possible suspects in addition to ensuring the closure of tunnels between Egypt and Gaza.
Till now, there is no confirmed information on the identity of the assailants. But after the funeral, Egyptians are expecting from both the army and President Morsi to bring those who took part in the crime to justice promptly. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.